Okay, okay.
Okay, Psalms 1.
Now, you know me and my love for the word.
Okay, here we are again, Psalms 119, and today we'll begin in verse 33. And this is the fifth word of the Hebrew alphabet, hey. And,
okay, what chapter?
119, verse 33. And hey is the single for hey is a man with outstretched arms.
Okay.
And it says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and yes, I shall keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. If you want to write Grace of Truth right there, I mean, you know, and I will keep thy law. Yea, and I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not unto covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I long for thy precepts, and quicken me in thy righteousness.
Jesus.
I notice I want to kind of key in on a couple words here. The first one in that sentence is statutes. And the last one is precepts. Well, I noticed in the New Testament, you really don't find those words. But what those words are parallel to, statutes are parallel with commands, and precepts are parallel with instruction. But how many of y'all know in the New Testament, we have commands and instructions?
Amen.
You know, the Lord Jesus commanded, you know, go into all your world, preach the gospel. But I want us to look at, you know, Thurston was talking about, you know, teach me, Lord, love your people this morning. And let's go to the book of John here. St. John, first chapter. And starting in verse 29, it says, and the next day John seen Jesus coming at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me. For he, let's go on 31. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am baptized with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bare record that this is the Son of God. And again the next day, after John stood, two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith unto him, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, who are you seek? And they said to him, Rabbi, where thou dwellest. But this Rabbi is also interpreted teacher, master, teacher. Where do you live at? He said, come on, I'll show you, boys. So we see here, you know, they're addressing him, teacher, teach us, show us something, show us something. Let's go on with, let's jump down here to chapter 2, the miracle of the wedding. It says, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And his mama, listen to this, his mama says unto the servant, whatever he says for you to do, do it.
Amen.
That's pretty good instruction right there. Alright. And there were 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 perkins apiece. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they did it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, and he said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine into now. This is the beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples did believe. But what I want to say this morning, you know, you was talking about teaching. Lord, teach me to love. And I got thinking about you, Brother Thurston. You know, you asked the Lord for that, and I don't know how this played out in your life, but you know, he told you, he gave you some instructions in the radio ministry, didn't he? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if that was before or after you asked him, but you know, we see here, you know, the Lord Jesus teaching, but a lot of times it's with instruction. Mm-hmm. Go do this, go do that. Huh. And within that, we see miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And within that, we see it. So we can see that instruction brings forth miracles in our lives. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I need a financial miracle. What's the instruction? Pray ye all the time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's within the instruction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Jesus, he got covered in the end. But I want to finish up with this. Let's go to the end of 2 Corinthians. And the last thing, you know, Ray was talking about communicating with them Chinese folks this morning. Mm-hmm. It made me think of this. But at the end of 2 Corinthians, Paul ends this thing like this. Yeah, let me get there. The end of 2 Corinthians says, for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, we've been talking about the love of God this morning, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. You know, Joseph Prince, he says, you know, grace is a person, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I agree with him. And the Bible teaches us about the love of God, that God is love. But notice this attribute of the Holy Ghost, communion. And what does he commune with us about? The grace of the Lord and the love of God, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we think, you know, Ray is talking about, you know, communicating back and forth. You know, AT&T, they probably know the worldwide for communication. But, you know, they just do it from mouth to ear, so to speak, around the world. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Lord, he does it from straight from the throne, straight to the heart, don't he?
Yeah.
Through the vehicle of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the Holy Ghost is that great communicator.
Yes, he is.
And as we spend time with him, praying in that spirit, praying in the spirit, building ourselves up, what does he communicate? He communicates the love of God to us.
Yes, he does.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's pray. I'm going to get Miss Mary. Come on, give her plenty of time this morning.
Father, I'm going to tell you I'm going to need it because I got
praise God.
I got something that I'm going to have to really release.
Good.
Well, be coming on up, Miss Mary.
All right.
Father, we thank you for this day.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We can learn from your word, Lord.
Yes.
And just see how great you are.
We
thank you for teaching us these things, showing us these things. Lord, great are you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. amen. God bless you. Thank you, David. Let us give David how God is working in his life. Give us Psalms 119.
Amen.
That has been so rich in my heart. I
like
I'm
the
just
way he
in
explained.
Love with that song, huh?
I like the way he explained the alphabet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's good. It's very rich. Very, very rich. Now what I want y'all to do is say, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here with us to teach us, to lead and guide us in all truth, to bring us to that realm of living that he has for us. He's got a certain realm of living that we're not living in right now. But he's calling us to it. And we must open our ears to hear. One of the things that was repeated in Revelation, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. Not what Sister Mary has to say, but the Spirit. But you can hear what Sister Mary had to say because she's saying what the Spirit is saying. And the Spirit has something very good for us this morning that would help us through our everyday life. Something that we are missing. Mm-hmm. And he has it to help us, to bring us to a place of victory in our life. The enemy laughs when he sees us living in defeat in our lives. He looks at it and laughs. And you know what? He gets in there too. Bring more disaster, to bring more things into your life. Yeah. And you're like, I'm doing all I know how, and I'm trying to live a good life. What's the problem? I thank God for David talking about precepts and principles and the things God has left us a wealth of everything that we can live victorious life. That we can live an overcoming life.
Yeah.
Your life can look like his life. Mm-hmm. He even gave you his life for that.
Amen.
So today I'm going to holler a word that you can't holler out in public. You'll go to jail for doing it. Fire! Anybody going to report me?
Amen.
Anybody going to report me?
Join in.
Fire!
Fire.
Praise God.
Fire.
Fire!
Girls, what a blessing.
Now, don't y'all holler this out in public. But that's what God wants me to talk with y'all today. This is what he wants me to give to y'all today. This is one of the missing ingredients in our life. When Jesus told, even John said it, when he was about to baptize Jesus, he said, there's one coming after me that is mightier than I. And I know the people are looking at him, John, who's mightier than you? You got the spirit of Elijah on you, you know? I mean, but he says, one coming mightier than I. He said, now I'm baptizing you with water, but the one coming after me, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and
fire.
Woo! This class is on fire. I was seeing on the news where they had this, they were talking about this particular person, how she was rising to the top on one song, and it was somebody in the world. And this girl was saying, this girl is on fire, and she was going to the top. I said, that's wrong, that's our song. She's got our song. The church is on fire.
Amen.
And one of the things that we recall when you see revival, especially at Azusa and other revival too that was great, they kept sending the firemen out because they kept seeing fire on top of the building. So what would a good neighbor do? They gonna report it. And they reported that they said, and the firemen come and then they're praying and healing people and doing all that. Yeah, and they said, first time it kind of, you know, got to them, you know, the firemen just bursting there, wanting to put out fire. And they go like, what's wrong? They said, well, it's reported that fire. We can't find the, what, he said it is a fire, but you can't put it out. Call all the firemen in the world, but you can't put it out. And he said he's going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost. We got that. We talk about the Holy Spirit a lot. Oh, yeah, I got the. I can ask anybody here who has Holy Ghost. All your hands will go up. But do you exercise the fire that he has put in your lives too? Now, although I got a lot of time, I got a lot to release. But I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to go to the book of Revelation. I'm going to start back there. I'm not going to let it be my backdrop scripture, but I'm going to start back there. Let's go to John 5:35 first, because see, Jesus, John said this about Jesus when he was introducing Jesus. Let's see what Jesus said about John, okay? John 5:35. Jesus said he was a burning and a shining light. He's talking about John. He was telling them about John. So he was a burning and a shining light, and yet was willing for a season to rejoice. And yet you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. See, the people that came out was willing to rejoice in John's light because he was such a fireball out there. I mean, John, Jesus, when he described John here, he said he was burning. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was burning. And they always tell me when the church get on fire, somebody gonna come out and watch you burn. So John was on fire. I mean, that man was on fire. Even the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to him. He told him, he said, you're vipers, you this, you that. I mean, you know, Jesus said this man was on fire. And some of y'all was willing to for a season, follow that light. Mm-hmm. When you got fire, you're going to have light. Amen. That's shining. All of y'all, every teacher kind of went into my lesson. When you went to the 10 virgins, they had lamps. Yeah. They had oil. The wise had fire, and they had more oil to make more fire. When you got a lamp, yeah. Fire.
Yes, amen.
And like you said, it's about the love of God. Till you got love, you're going to be on fire. But one of them had fire and the other didn't. They didn't have what it would take to have the fire. You got to have the oil in the lamp. I don't care how much they had the lamps, but their light had gone out, and they didn't have any extra oil, and they didn't have any oil, and they was wanting the wise to give them some oil. Then now we want to listen at you. We want to come to Bible study now and listen at you now. But what did the wise say? They were still being wise. They said, no, you got to go and buy your oil now. I mean, you was here with us for a while, but now you got to go buy who sell. And when they went to buy, praise God. You know, I don't want to get on to teaching on that. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation, and we're not going to have time to go there and read it probably. But in the book of Revelation, we see here that we see a church that had lost their fire. The Laodicean church is a church that had lost fire. They were lukewarm. They were just barely had a little, didn't even have, they're about to go out. Their fire was about to go totally out. And we see Jesus visiting them because he say, I love y'all, but your fire is about to go out. And let's see what made their fire went out. This is Revelation 3:18. Let's look at the thing that that made their fire went out. They were so into the things of the world. I mean, I hear Christian now saying, I'm just trying to do life. Life is overwhelming. But we are told to do life with life.
Yeah.
Jesus is life. Amen. Do life with life.
Yeah.
Don't do life with the world. They drain you and draw from you. But do life with life. And this Laodicean church fire had gone out, and it was they were just lukewarm. They just had just a little bit. But here we see Jesus is visiting them and trying to get them to get their light, their fire back. Now, there's many things in our world today that takes our fire. You don't even have to leave home. And things will take your fire, try to put your fire out. And the enemy knows if he got your fire out, your love is gone, your this is gone, and that is gone.
Yeah.
When he put your fire out.
I call them firefighters.
Huh?
I call them firefighters.
You call what?
Firefighters.
I like that.
That's what they're trying to do. A lot of people in church try to find you too on that.
Jesus. But we see here in the Laodicean church, he's visiting this church because they're fire. He said, I wish you would be hot or cold. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're cold, I used to wonder, why would you say that
you need it?
Huh?
Because you probably know you need the fire, you're cold.
Yeah, if you're cold, you know you need it. But when you're lukewarm, you're just sitting there doing nothing, you know.
You're comfortable. You don't want to get out of
there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But he said, I'm going to tell y'all a secret, what you can do to come out of this, to get on fire. He said, you know, they said, well, we don't need nothing. We're not cold and we're not hot. We just, have y'all met people like that? Just, okay. But things in the world before you know it, you're just in the motion. You're just trying to do life. But do life with the one that gives you life.
Woo, glory.
Okay? He told them, you know, when they said, well, we're doing good. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. You know, he said, I counsel you to buy gold from me and try it in my fire. Because in his fire, he gonna burn off everything that's not pure.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
He gonna give them some passion. Mm-hmm. See, when we talk about fire, I'm gonna give it to you this way. I was gonna give you the 3 P's, but I'm gonna give you the 2 P's because of the time. The 2 P's is passion and purity.
Yeah.
Passion, it gives you passion and purity. And I'm not gonna be able to go to all my scriptures that I wanna go back to I'm flipping old and new. When we talk about passion, I'm gonna give you a snapshot of passion. Purity. Let's do purity first. Let's go to Isaiah 6 and 5. We're going to deal with purity. Because, you know, every day we live a life that we need the fire to burn off some things.
Amen.
And then we're going to talk about letting the fire going out. What things that we can do to keep our fire burning. One thing I'm glad y'all did this morning, you came the first start to make sure that you'll be burning bright. Y'all, before I go to Isaiah and talk about purity, about the fire, I'm giving you the 2 P's, purity and passion. That's what fire do for you. It does more now, but before I go there and even discuss that, I'm going to take y'all back on the road to Emmaus. I'm sorry, people. I got to work it now, so y'all going to have to track with me. I'm going to take you back to, I told you the Old Testament, but you got to go back to the New Testament and go on to the road of Emmaus with those disciples. That they hard and they're, I mean, what happened that day, I mean, had turned their whole life around. They thought that they had gotten their hope and belief in someone that was going to just do great things. And they had their hopes. I mean, but Jesus dying on the cross took all their hopes and everything away. And they were walking on the road of Emmaus. And Jesus, he came in to people like that because he didn't want to leave them that way. And here he tells them, so they asked him, said, man, if you don't, the disciples that was on that road said, man, if you don't know what happened today, you must be a stranger here. Don't know what happened. And they began to tell him, said, they kind of narrowed Jesus down to a prophet. They thought he was the Messiah. But they said, oh, we thought the Messiah had came. And, you know, their heart was just so down. And many of you hearts may be down this morning over something that has happened in your life. But when Jesus began to expound that word to them, they said he went from Moses to up until now. I mean, he was doing, I mean, I wish I could have been in that secret Bible study to hear how he expounded on that. I mean, he taught that from Moses up until now. And one of the things, cutting it short, one of the things that those disciples did after he did that, they said, didn't our heart burn?
Yeah.
So the word of God would burn your heart. Praise God. They said, didn't our hearts burn? They said, we got a new look on life now. I mean, we understand the scripture. We thought we were defeated. We thought we were out. We thought we were down for count. But when the word of God came forth, if you let him in, your heart will burn.
Yes.
Just let him in. Just wave your hand and just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for you. Open up your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
In this season, I prophesy to you, you got to use your mouth.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To bring you out of any and every situation. But they said, didn't our hearts burn? We're changed now. And they asked Jesus, come on and stay. The night is 4:15. You ain't got no business being out there in the dark and stuff. So Jesus played along with them. He went on with them to the house, you know, to where they were on their way to. And they fed him. But when he broke the bread, their eyes was open.
Yes, glory.
And they saw, hey, this is him. My heart was burning. But this is, now we know this was him. And he vanished. Got out of that sight in a hurry. Now when they had said, told Jesus, don't you go nowhere at night, they got up quickly and headed away to tell the other disciples. Where they didn't have the energy, where they didn't have, they got their passion back. They couldn't wait till in the morning. They said, we're going tonight. Because we got a light. We got the fire. I mean, it's burning in us. We're passionate over what we have heard. Okay. Let's go to the fire. Don't report me. Okay, let's go to let's go to the Old Testament, Isaiah 6:5. Isaiah 6:5. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You know, Isaiah was going through some difficult time because of the time he was living in, and he saw people, and it's no different from us. Everything is going on. But he had a vision of the Lord, of God. And God had came in and had showed him things. And he seen the holiness of God. When you see the holiness of God, and if you're doing something wrong, or if you, you know, you're going to repent. So I am undone. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips and dwell. And it, you know what? It doesn't mean you're cursing and stuff like that, or saying anything bad. But you're not speaking what God wants you to speak. Amen.